meteorology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Partly cloudy skies this afternoon with daytime highs approaching 64. Northwest winds 10 to 20 miles per hour. 35 tonight, mainly clear. Mainly sunny tomorrow, high of 59. Get up-to-the-minute weather updates from the Weatherology Weather Center. I'm staff meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki on KNDY for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Currently, it's 55.
Mid-America Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier. The drought conditions continue across the state of Kansas, with many farmers concerned about doing their springtime planting or even their winter wheat harvesting. However, it's also been decimating many of the cattle farmers across the Mid-America region, with many saying they've had to delay many of their cattle going out into the pastures and even having to buy additional amounts of feed.
It was very difficult to find forage, you know, bales to feed our cattle this year. It's anywhere from $400 to $600 a ton, and that adds up.
That audio from KSN News. Justin Wagner, Kansas State University Extension beef cattle expert, says that many farmers across the state have been looking at either delaying turning cattle out into the pastures or just not doing it at all, which also in turn is causing many cattle farmers to sell more cattle than what they usually do this time of year.
I mean, normally this time of year, like I said, we'd run anywhere from 500 to 1,000 cattle, and last week, between two sales, we sold about 3,000.
Mid-America Network News.
At Midwest Kia, we know that car shopping can feel like one big April Fool's joke. Finding available inventory, qualifying for a good rate on a loan, and making sense of all the promises being advertised can take all the fun out of car shopping. Not this April, and not at Midwest Kia. Come see us for the promise of a better way to buy. Simple processes, transparent pricing, never marked up over MSRP, and always with the intention of getting you into your new Kia fast. Get up to $1,500 in rebates and special APR offers, as low as 2.9% on your next new Kia. We've got the vehicles in stock, ready to go, and the staff to help you find the perfect fit for you. Plus, every new Kia comes with our amazing 10-year, 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty. This April, don't be fooled by the old car sales tricks. Visit us at MidwestKia.com and experience the better way to buy. And remember,
we want to see you in a Midwest Kia.
$100 rebate off MSRP. In stock units only. 2023 Kia Niro EV. 2.9% APR up in 48 months. $2,209 per month for 1,000 financed. Qualifying buyers only. See dealer for details.
The Osage County Sheriff's Department has announced that they have some new high-tech tools and resources under the Project Lifesaver that's set to help individuals at risk or are prone to wandering due to a cognitive condition. KSNC News reports that some of the resources in the Project Lifesaver include tracking bracelets, along with seeking devices that help cut down the average search time from 9 hours to roughly 30 minutes. They say the idea came to them after one of their own deputies had a traumatic experience, saying, quote, I have a son who's 12 years old who was diagnosed with autism at the age of 2, and he has the tendency to wander and elope as well. He goes on to say they had a traumatic experience when he disappeared for roughly 30 minutes, not knowing what could have happened to him. The Sheriff's Department is set to receive 40 tracking bracelets. In other news, Riley County continues to battle some wildfires, and they've declared now a local disaster emergency after the Riley County Board of County Commissioners declared the emergency with wildfires nearing the Indian Hill and Mariadal Roads, with many fire crews saying they continue to worsen. Kansas Mid-America Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier. Nebraska Mid-America Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier. Spring is officially here, which means also almost time for camping season, as many individuals try to get outdoors and try to enjoy the outdoors and nature just a little bit. And Diane Becker, Communications Director at LARM, says while you prepare for your camping extravaganza and coexisting with wildlife.
So since you're going out into their space, you have to expect that they're going to be there, and there's no way that, especially in a wooded area with a water source, that those are going to be kept out.
That audio from KSNB at Local Channel 4, where they remind you not to leave food outside because it may attract wildlife and make them dependent on campsites and visitors in order to find their food, and to remember the camper's motto of leaving the campsite better than when you first arrived. They are also reminding individuals about controlled burns going on across the state of Nebraska going into the drought and warmer seasons, but they say campsites and state parks are ready for visitors to begin seeing them for the summertime.
Tax season is here. Are you ready? AARP Foundation Tax Aid is. Their IRS-certified volunteers provide tax preparation help to anyone, and it's completely free. You don't have to be an AARP member. AARP Foundation Tax Aid has several in-person, low-contact, and contact-free options. Visit aarp.org/taxaid or call 888-AARP now for more details. That's aarp.org/taxaide or 888-AARP-NOW.
Horse Trailer Sales, the one call you need to make to get the most trusted brands in landscaping, utility, livestock, and flatbed trailers. Plus, they can service all makes and models of trailers,
even the ones they don't sell.
And no matter whether it's a service or sales call, Horse Trailer stands behind their products with great prices and exceptional personal service.
Which is why they're proud to be family-owned and operated.
Horse Trailer Sales, 620-545-7292 or online at horsetrailers.com.
Horse Trailer Sales.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Firefighters Wednesday continued response to the Raleigh County grass fire, which over recent days had built into western Pottawatomie and southern Marshall counties. Emergency management, law enforcement, and multiple fire departments were involved, with reports the fires burned over 2,500 acres. Water drops were used in firefighting efforts. Authorities Wednesday were asking sightseers to avoid the area to allow emergency responders adequate room to perform services. It's hoped substantial rains overnight may help to contain the situation. That weather brought some 3.5 inches to the Blue Rapids and Waterville areas, with at least 2 inches in Marysville. The heaviest rains fell late overnight with a second round of storms. Some of those were severe, prompting a brief tornado warning overnight for Marshall County shortly after 3 a.m., with strong wind gusts to 70 miles per hour and heavy downpours. Earlier in the evening Wednesday, storms developed mostly east and south of Marysville, with some areas reporting quarter and even golf ball size hail, noted particularly in the Blue Rapids area up toward Winifred, and hail noted in the home city over toward the Beatty areas. Earlier in the evening, Marysville did not even receive rain. Again, 3.5 inches reported in some areas, Blue Rapids and Waterville. At least 2 inches in the Marysville area overnight. Shots reportedly fired, hitting the front side of a house in Beatrice in the 400 block of North 13th Street shortly after midnight, early Wednesday morning. Bullet casings were found by authorities at the scene after responding. It's reported that house was not occupied at the time. The investigation continues. They're asking the public, anyone with information, to contact Beatrice Police or Crime Stoppers. A Hanover man faces pending charges of electronic solicitation of a minor and lewd and lascivious behavior. Matthew Anaya was arrested April 10th and held at Washington County Jail on $35,000 bond. Nemahal County Commissioners will meet in special session Friday, 2 p.m., to conduct an interview for the county administrator position and review updates to the employee handbook. Citywide garage sales are planned in Frankfort Friday and Saturday, April 28th and 29th. Maps will be available. Citywide garage sales in Blue Rapids, Waterville, and Greenleaf are planned May 5th and 6th in conjunction with the White Way Car Run. Other spring and summer event dates have been announced. Again, the White Way Car Run will be May 6th. Mother's Day Market in Marysville, May 13th and 14th. Waterville's annual Nickel Day, May 27th. Big Blue River Days are June 2nd through the 4th, and Wymore Days June 9th through the 11th. The Washington County Rodeo is June 16th and 17th. Frankfort's annual Summerfest will be June 24th. Homestead Days in Beatrice June 22nd through the 25th. Days of 49 in Hanover this year are June 29th through July 1st. The Lynn Picnic is scheduled July 7th. County fairs begin with the Marshall County Fair July 14th through the 17th. Washington County Fair, July 20th through the 22nd. Nemahal County, July 22nd through the 26th. And Gage County, July 26th through the 30th. In August, Axtell Days will be August 12th, Beatty Minor Festival, August 19th. The annual Pony Express Festival, Hollenberg Station, August 27th. With the Palmer Labor Day Fun Day, September 2nd through the 4th. And the annual U.S. 36 Treasure Hunt is September 15th and 16th. Marshall County Historical Society will present WPA scholar Kara Heitz of Manhattan with a presentation, A New Deal for Public Art in the Free State. The program Sunday, April 23rd, 2 p.m. at Marysville City Hall, is open to the public. Lorna L. Adam, age 90 of Odell, passed away. A funeral service is planned Friday, 10:30 at Our Savior Lutheran Church, Odell. Visitation Thursday, 1 until 8, at the Vance Gertis Funeral Home of Odell, in charge of arrangements. for Lorna Haddam. Ruth Ann L. Repke, age 97, formerly of Waterville, passed away April 8th. A celebration of life service is planned Friday, 11 a.m. at the United Methodist Church in Waterville for Ruth Ann Repke. Linda D. Nooch, age 75, of Washington, passed away Friday. Funeral service Friday at 2 at Zion Lutheran Church, Hanover. Burial in the Hanover Cemetery. Visitation Thursday, 5 until 8. Family will greet friends Thursday, 5 until 7 at the Ward Funeral Home in Washington, in charge of arrangements for Linda Nooch. Verna L. Gibson, age 88, of Marietta, passed away Tuesday. Funeral service Saturday, 10 a.m. at Kinsley Mortuary in Marysville. Burial in the Deer Creek Cemetery, north of Marysville. Visitation Friday, 4 until 9 at Kinsley's in Marysville, in charge of arrangements for Verna Gibson. LaVon K. Cook, age 84, of Hanover, passed away Wednesday. Funeral service Saturday, 10 a.m. at the Zion Lutheran Church, Hanover. Burial in the Hanover Cemetery. Visitation Friday, noon until 8. Family will greet friends Friday from 5 until 7 at the Hanover Mortuary, in charge of arrangements for LaVon Cook. Neil D. Brock, age 88, of Odell, passed away Monday. Funeral service Saturday, 11 a.m., Centenary United Methodist Church, Beatrice. Burial in the Evergreen Home Cemetery, Beatrice. Visitation Friday, 11 until 8. Family will greet friends Friday, 5:30 until 7, at the Fox Funeral Home of Beatrice, in charge of arrangements for Neil Brock. Lillian L. Rollmeyer, age 91, formerly of Dubois, passed away. Funeral service Saturday at 2 at Freedon's United Church of Christ, Rural Bern, interment in the Dubois Cemetery. Visitation Friday, 9 until 8. Family will greet friends Friday from 6 until 8. Query Mortuary of Pawnee City in charge of arrangements for Lillian Rollmeyer. Barbara B.J. Jackson, age 77, of Pawnee City, passed away February 9th. Memorial service is planned Sunday at 1 at the Schilling Bridge Winery in Pawnee City, with a Weary Mortuary in charge of arrangements for B.J. Jackson. Terry H. Tamale Hughes, age 83, of Marysville, passed away Monday. Funeral arrangements pending with Kinsley Mortuary in charge for Terry Hughes.
What happened?
This house is too small.
So let's buy a new house.
But we can't afford a new house. Money doesn't grow on trees.
That's why we'll go to United Bank and Trust. I heard they have low mortgage rates that are affordable for everyone.
Well, then let's go right now.
Stop and see me, Nick Wolf, at United Bank and Trust to talk about getting your new home loan process started, or visit us online at www.ubankonline.com. UBank, we deliver. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Sky is clearing up today, mostly sunny with our highs in the mid-40s and lower 60s. Northwest winds between 15 and 20 and gusting as high as 30. Mostly clear skies overnight tonight, staying cooler with our lows in the lower 30s and lower 40s. Staying sunny and breezy throughout Friday with our highs in the mid to upper 50s. Northwest winds between 15 and 20 and gusting as high as 30. And partly cloudy throughout Friday night with our lows in the upper 20s and mid 30s. Staying sunny on Saturday with our highs in the lower 50s and lower 60s. Northwest winds between 15 and 20 and gusting as high as 30. And clear skies Saturday night with our lows in the mid 20s and lower 30s. Staying a bit warmer throughout Sunday, sunshine with our highs in the upper 50s and lower 60s. Mostly cloudy skies throughout Sunday night with our lows in the upper 30s and lower 40s. There will be a chance for some rain on Monday, otherwise sunny with our highs in the lower to mid 60s. And more showers possible Monday night. I'm meteorologist Carol Foster.
Average high temperature mid-April 68, record high on this date 97, the average low 44 and the record low 21. Sunset this evening 8:09, sunrise in the morning at 6:43. We were right at 2 inches of rain here at studios in Marysville overnight, with nothing on Wednesday evening in Marysville. 3.5 inches or more reported in some areas.
The Almanac has been sharing gardening wisdom for 231 years. Has our advice survived the test of time? We will let you be the judge today on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
If you're a farmer or a rancher, chances are you've thought about joining Kansas Farm Bureau. So what's stopping you? Your membership means you have a seat at the table when it comes to the issues that affect your farm. Things like trade, taxes, water, and regulations. The state's largest farm advocacy organization brings your message to policy decision makers at the county, state, and national level. The Voice of Agriculture becomes your voice and fights for Kansas farmers and ranchers. And a Kansas Farm Bureau membership includes other benefits. For about $50 a year, you'll receive discounts on equipment and supplies, cell phone plans, financial and legal support, home and office supplies, and more. You'll also receive Kansas Living, a quarterly lifestyle magazine featuring real stories of farmers and producers around the state, plus great recipes, crafts, and things to see and do in Kansas. Join us today. Visit kfb.org/farmer-rancher to learn more.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Thursday, April 20th, the 110th day of the year. Jazz great Lionel Hampton was born on this day, and moviegoers lined up for the premiere of Annie Hall in 1977. During our 231st anniversary year, we're looking back at seasonal advice from early years of the Almanac. Here's some planting season wisdom we shared nearly 140 years ago. We caution gardeners against biting off more than they could chew. Don't try to till too much land, and better stick to what you can do well. We said the quality of the crop was as important as the quantity, and we advised of three things that are best not spread too thin. Time, labor, and manure. Advice that seems just as good today as it did all those years ago. And that is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more online at almanac.com.
Alfea wishes the best of luck to the Pawnee City High School scholars in their academic events and competitions this week. They have been studying diligently and are sure to excel in class and at academic extracurricular activities. Good luck, students, from everyone at Alfea in Pawnee City, proud supporter of the Indians. Western National Bank admires the students of Axtell and all area high schools who work long hours to achieve their goals in academics such as science, history, and math. Good luck in this week's scholastic events and competitions from your fans at Western National Bank in Summerfield, member FDIC. Berwick Oil proudly applauds the Sabetha High School students who strive to excel in forensics, FFA, band, and many other academic areas. Today's choices are sure to lead the boys and girls to a bright future. Good luck in all of your competitions and performances this week from Berwick Oil in Sabetha.
Sports, I'm Doug Downs. I'm starting to sound like a broken record, but with the Kansas City Royals, that's what you get. They got swept by the Texas Rangers with a 12-3 loss yesterday inside Kauffman Stadium. The Royals did manage to get 9 hits in the game, but could only score 3 runs. Meanwhile, the Texas Rangers got 13 hits and 12 runs. After the game, here's what manager Matt Quatario had to say.
Nobody's happy. It's frustrating. You don't want to get beat. You don't want to be embarrassed, especially at home in front of your fans. But there's nothing you can do about what just happened.
The Royals immediately will have to travel now as they go for a weekend series on the road against the Los Angeles Angels. Better news will happen for Kansas City next week when the NFL draft comes to town. And yesterday they announced they will have 3 musical acts after each round. Thursday, April 27th, when the draft begins, it will be Fall Out Boy. On Friday, after the 3rd round, it will be Motley Crue. And on Saturday, to wrap things up, it'll be Thundercat. Kansas, Mid-America Network Sports.
Working in agriculture, you face challenges every day. It's who you are. But those challenges, they can take a toll. Stress, anxiety, depression. It may be hard to talk about, but how you feel is worse. And just like in your operation, ignored problems will only get worse. You take care of so much. Take care of you, too. Start today at KansasAgStress.org. That's KansasAgStress.org.
Sponsored by the Kansas Department of Agriculture and Air in cooperation with the Kansas Association of Broadcasters and this station.
You know, farmers, top yields come from quality seed. And if you raise corn, soybeans, sorghum, wheat, or cover crops, they've got all your needs at Kauffman Seed Company, Yoder, Kansas.
4313 is another new early group 4 maturity soybean with medium tall plant height, strong emergence, highly rated for sudden death disease tolerance, and great on dry land. 4313 soybeans.
This is Dustin at Kauffman Seeds. Give us a call for all your seed needs. Call 800-634-2836. Kauffman Seeds.
A former high school basketball star is now transferring back home to play for the Kansas State Wildcats. Former Heights High School star and Kansas Gatorade Player of the Year, Zianna Walker, will head to Manhattan to join the Kansas State Wildcats. She is from Wichita. She originally began her career at Louisville before she decided to enter the transfer portal. The NBA playoffs last night, Memphis tied the series with the Lakers with a 103-93 win. It was Milwaukee getting a series-tying win, 138-122 over Miami. And Denver took care of Minnesota to take a 2-0 lead in their series, 122-113. In the NHL playoffs, it was Carolina taking care of the Islanders, 4-3. Boston got beat by Florida, 6-3. Dallas took care of Minnesota, 7-3. And Edmond was all over L.A., 4-2. Kansas basketball picked up a guard yesterday from the transfer portal. Townsend's guard Nick Timberlake decided that he will head to Lawrence. He averaged nearly 18 points a game last year. Kansas, Mid-America Network Sports, I'm Doug Downs.
Tension in Marysville is a leading national manufacturer and marketer of custom envelope products. Great career opportunities include operations, sales, customer service, accounting, tech, and administrative support. Go online to tensioncorp.com for the careers tab for more details on currently available opportunities. And apply today with Tension Corporation in Marysville, an equal opportunity employer.
Olmsted Real Estate and Auctions, your farm and home marketing team since 1976. Let the family team of Tim, Tom, and Rob Olmsted and brother-in-law Tom Kirkland guide you in your real estate experience of selling or buying a home or farmland. Olmsted Real Estate and Auctions is experienced in providing timely, professional, and honest service. Find them on the web at olmstedrealestate.com or call today at 785-353-2210.
Tough days require equally tough tires, and Mike's OK Tire has the all-new BF Goodrich HD Terrain or Performance tires available, now with a special discount. Savings available on the entire family of tires with a $100 Visa reward card with your purchase of four new select BF Goodrich all-terrain or performance tires. See Mike's OK Tire in Marysville for complete details. Offer ends April 22nd. Mike's OK Tire, offering a $100 Visa reward card with your purchase of four BF Goodrich all-terrain or performance tires now through April 22nd.
Protect pine trees from the voracious European pine sawfly with some environmentally friendly controls. Hi, I'm Melinda Myers, horticulturist and gardening expert. This worm-like insect has a black head and gray body with darker stripes. The adult is a fly-like insect that lays eggs in the pine needles in fall. The eggs hatch and larvae begin feeding about the same time the amelanchiers are in full bloom and red buds are just beginning to flower. The larvae feed in large groups and rear their heads when disturbed. Their initial feeding turns the previous season's growth light brown. Once mature, the larvae devour the needles completely. Try dislodging the larvae with a strong blast of water, or prune out the insect-infested branch if it won't ruin the plant's appearance. Organic insecticidal soap and Summit year-round spray oil can be used. These are most effective when treating young larvae. Check out our website for this and other gardening tips.
A diet of chocolate and potatoes is probably not the most balanced ration one can eat. But during World War II, it meant survival for this family. It was all this young man could provide. We recount the story of Serge Kreisberger on this edition of The American Countryside.
I'm Ty Morgan, host of U.S. Farm Report. Join me each weekend as we explore the news and issues that matter the most to agriculture. We know this past year has been challenging in many ways, but as agriculture continues to adapt, we are right there with you. From markets to weather, each weekend we take a deep dive into what matters most. Join me each weekend for U.S. Farm Report, timely, trusted tradition.
RPG came through the belly of the aircraft. We don't talk about the female combat wounded. These are our daughters and our sisters and our mothers. Wounded Warrior Project came into my life and taught me how to stand back up and get back in the fight. The truth is, I think we all have this strength inside of us, but until you're tested, you just don't know it's there.
See how Wounded Warrior Project empowers women veterans like Beth by visiting woundedwarriorproject.org/empowerwomenvets.
As 1941 turned to 1942, Serge Kreisberger and his family were Romanian Jews living in the town of Cinote, occupied by the Germans.
Many Jews from that area had already been shipped to work camps or outright shot to death. For those Jews still living in the city, travel was restricted, and each could be easily identified.
You were wearing a Jewish yellow star when you walked out, and my father could go to the factory and from the factory.
Serge's father was allowed to work at the textile factory he once owned in exchange for his life. He earned no wages. At the age of 10, Serge became the family's breadwinner, earning money by collecting and selling copper pots. It was just enough money to keep the family fed.
So we were able to buy some potatoes. It's really funny, but we were eating potatoes and chocolate. Before the war, my father bought a big crate of chocolate because we knew that chocolate doesn't spoil.
The odd combination of chocolate and potatoes sustained the family. The Russians eventually regained the ground around the city of Chinote. The change of sides did not bring a relief in conditions, though.
They had a basic concept that if you survived the war, you probably were allied, you did something for the Germans. So they took all young people, even some of them that just returned from those labor camps, they grabbed them off the street, they put them on a truck, and they used to send them as cannon fodder in front of the troops.
Our story continues next time as we travel the countryside. In Phoenix, Arizona, I'm Andrew McCray.
There will be an auction of collectibles as well as real estate for the Lawrence Tony Star Trust Saturday, April 22nd, sale at 10 a.m. in Herkimer, 110 Kansas Avenue. Selling collectibles, a barbed wire collection, primitives, and furniture, to include a 10-foot store display cabinet, dressers, trunks, an extensive barbed wire collection, Western flyer, banana seat bike, signs, primitives, old Kansas license tags, Herkimer items, toys, lots of swirl marbles, plus other miscellaneous. They'll also be selling the former school and school site in Herkimer. That will include a storage shed and a vacant lot on 6th Road, Herkimer, Kansas. The real estate sells at noon. This auction for the Tony Star Trust, Saturday, April 22nd, begins at 10 a.m. at 110 Kansas Avenue in Herkimer. For additional details, contact Olmsted Real Estate and Auction. Olmsted and Sandstrom will be the auctioneers.
When a landowner creates a food plot, it's usually to feed wildlife through the winter. Hi, I'm Jody Henke. With a Green Browse food plot, you can feed wildlife all year long as you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
Have you ever asked a farmer if they talk to their fields?
Promise me you'll grow nice and tall. You got that?
No, you were corn in 2013, not 2014.
Hope you were thirsty.
Do you think Cheryl's still mad at me?
After all that talking, sometimes it's time to listen. Your field has a voice, and John Deere Operations Center helps you hear it. Unlock every acre's full potential by using both agronomic and economic data. Visit johndeere.com/operationscenter and unlock your operation.
Whenever you're online, Living the Country Life is there too. Like us on Facebook and exchange tips and ideas with people who share your love for the country way of life. Follow us on Twitter at Small Farming for timely news and information. You can also find us on Instagram and Pinterest. See the latest inspired shot from our readers or add a garden tip to your boards. Living the Country Life has all the ideas for your home acreage. Visit us online at livingthecountrylife.com and find us on social media.
People provide wildlife food and cover during the winter, but with a Green Browse food plot, you can feed wildlife during the growing season. Todd Bogenschutz is an upland game biologist with the Iowa Department of Natural Resources. He says Green Browse food plots are usually planted with a high protein mix of grass and perennial legumes.
We're talking about things like alfalfa, the clovers, winter wheat, forage oats, turnip rape has become pretty popular, chicory, those types of things, spring wheat. It's very attractive to them when you put it next to the appropriate habitat.
What and where you plant depends on the wildlife you're trying to attract. You can customize it for a particular species or lay out a smorgasbord.
For example, if you're trying to keep geese in a wetland area, alfalfa and spring wheat are good choices, and deer and turkey will enjoy it too. An increase in wildlife traffic attracts predators, so it's advisable to have a buffer strip of shrubs and perennials for escape cover. Bogenschut says the size of the plot needs to correspond with who comes to dinner.
A lot of times we'll work with landowners, and it's like, well, how much wildlife do you expect? If you don't have heavy use, then you can get by smaller. And if you've got an area with a lot of deer, a lot of waterfowl, then you probably need to think a little bigger. So we usually try to base it on what the landowner thinks his use of the area will be. But as a general rule, we said they probably shouldn't be smaller than maybe half an acre.
Maintenance is usually minimal. Some of the plants may need to be reseeded from year to year, and renovation may be necessary every 3 to 4 years if weeds or grasses take over. Learn more about food plots for wildlife at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
We are traveling in the footsteps of those who've gone before, but we'll all be reunited on a new and sunlit shore.
Oh, when the saints,
oh, when the saints,
oh, marching in,
go marching in.
Oh, when the saints,
when
go
the
marching
saints,
in.
Garden, but there are times I wish it wasn't so much work. I'll spend an entire afternoon pulling weeds, and then within just a few days, they're all back again.
Hi, this is Callie Breeze with Thrivent, helping you thrive with purpose.
You know, gardening has some parallels to managing finances. A healthy garden doesn't just happen. It takes intentional care. You plan ahead, plant in good soil, and harvest before the fruit goes to seed. The same is true of good financial stewardship. And like with weeds, your finances are more likely to thrive and bloom when they're not choked out by things like unnecessary spending and overwhelming debt. So take a minute and think about your financial garden. Does it look the way you want it to? Does it honor God? Does it reflect your calling? If your current financial picture doesn't look the way you want it to, maybe it's time to reevaluate. Find some time to talk to a financial professional and weed your garden. When you do, you'll find you can live a more content, confident, and generous life.
A vision for a greener version of the fertilizer business. Today on Farm to Fork.
O'Reilly Auto Parts knows a farmer's work is never done. We carry premium brand ag and heavy-duty parts, hydraulic couplings and fluid, fuel transfer pumps, filters, and more. Select stores also make custom hydraulic hoses. To learn more, go to O'ReillyAuto.com and type farm into the search bar. Shop online or in-store at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Spring is just around the corner, and there's still time to upgrade your planter or sprayer with the latest technology from Ag Leader. From SureForce Downforce Control and SureSpeed High Accuracy Planting Systems to Right Spot Individual Nozzle Control for your sprayer, Ag Leader has got you covered for all your upcoming field work. Upgrade your equipment with the latest technology from Ag Leader and reap the benefits this spring. You do it all, so should your technology. Contact your local Ag Leader dealer to get yours today.
Yesterday, I introduced you to Greenfield Nitrogen LLC, an Iowa company that looks to build a facility to make green fertilizer. Company co-founder Carl Tice wants to see farmers rewarded for being more environmentally sustainable when it comes to fertilizer.
As a farmer, if you have a choice today and you care about the environment and the greenhouse gases associated with corn production, use anhydrous ammonia. It just makes sense. But more importantly, when we move to a green or blue ammonia model, we will have a direct impact on farm greenhouse gases. Couple that with a few other practices, we are on a successful path to decarbonize our chain and truly move that number down from 10% of the world's greenhouse gases to maybe 5% within a matter of a decade.
The green ammonia would be made at a plant to be sited near Garner, Iowa. Greenfield has a number of farmer investors and is partnering with an Italian company to build the facility. Tice participated in a recent Farm Foundation forum on the topic of greening the fertilizer industry. Another panelist will be here tomorrow to talk about a novel system for giving livestock manure an environmental makeover. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Darrell Anderson.
Pickups in on trade at Fenortis Motor Company in Marysville include a 2020 Silverado 2500 HD. It's the LTZ Z71 package. A new truck trade priced under $50,000. They have a 2015 Silverado 2500 HD with Duramax diesel. And a 2013 Chevy Silverado 1500 priced under $15,000 at Fenortis Motor Company.
Here's a look at your ag news from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Jeff Aiken. It is Thursday, April the 20th. Well, Farmers for Soybean Health is a collaboration among several ag groups with a goal of improving soil health. Shannon Ellis, a director with the United Soybean Board, talks about the collaboration.
Farmers for Soil Health is an exciting collaborative partnership between the United Soybean Board, the National Corn Growers Association, and the National Pork Board. And the objective is to improve soil health practices on corn and soybean farms across the country. So the primary goal in advancing those soil health practices is by adding 30 million acres of cover crops on corn and soybean farms by the year 2030.
She talks about the resources they're going to use to meet their goals.
We have leveraged $95 million in grant money from USDA's Climate Smart program, and that will provide value to the farmers, and they will have access to this through things like cost share programs, technical assistance in 20 different states.
Time now for your soil temperature report from Abilene Machine. For high quality ag replacement parts at low prices, just call 800-255-0337 or order online at abilenemachine.com. And here are your 4-inch soil temperatures around the state of Kansas. Currently, it is 15 in St. Francis, 53 in Goodland, 54 Sharon Springs, Tribune 64 right now. At Johnson, it is 64 as well. Garden City, 57. Norton at 59. Oberlin at 56. 57 Manico. Washington has 57. Seneca at 59. At Ottawa, it is 57. At Erie, 60. At Columbus, it is 61. Winfield, 67. Taking a look at Liberal, it is 63. Also 63 in Elkhart.
It's auction time, friends. 10 a.m. Saturday, April the 22nd. The Carl Stovall Estate Sale, 3 miles east of Marion, Kansas. Selling in perfect condition. A huge selection of shopping with welders, tools, sheet metal, antique blacksmith items. Selling at noon. A large selection of guns, including a set of Smith & Wesson revolvers. Hey, there's a 2018 Jeep Wrangler, 2019 Polaris Ranger, 2017 Ford Taurus, 2015 Bobcat skid steer with all the attachments, several trailers, household items, miscellaneous items, way too numerous to mention. The Carl Stovall Estate Auction, online and live. Saturday, April 22nd, 3 miles east of Marion, Kansas. Call Griffin Real Estate Auction Company at 620-273-6421 or go to Griffin Real Estate Auction at gmail.com for more information.
Turnkey custom home builds with inline construction make the home building process as easy as you approving final decisions. From start to finish, let Inline tackle site preparation, foundation, framing, and finish inside and out. Lots are available at Hartley Ridge in North Marysville, or they can build on your site. Call today and get started with Inline Construction.
Hannah Clifts is a fifth-generation rancher and young entrepreneur in West Point, Nebraska, where she sells her family beef direct to consumers. Her advice to other young entrepreneurs today on Successful Farming.
Successful Farming Radio. Providing information farmers need in the field, in the shop, and in the office. Committed to growing your business in agriculture.
Have you ever asked a farmer if they talk to their fields?
Promise me you'll grow nice and tall. You got that?
No, you were corn in 2013, not 2014.
Hope you were thirsty.
Do you think Cheryl's still mad at me?
After all that talking, sometimes it's time to listen.
Your field has a voice, and John Deere Operations Center helps you hear it. Unlock every acre's full potential by using both agronomic and economic data. Visit johndeere.com/operationscenter and unlock your operation.
A farmer's life depends on the land and sky. Every morning I hope for either sun or rain to provide a good harvest. But as I jump on my tractor, I look down at my BKT AgriMax tires and feel confident because whatever the sky brings, BKT tires are dependable. Ensuring reduced soil compaction plus higher load capacity. At least my BKT tires aren't unpredictable. I can always rely on them. True problems, true solutions. BKT tires, the farmer's choice.
After raising commercial cattle and then attending the University of Nebraska-Lincoln and ending up in an entrepreneurship program, Hannah Klitz is glad to have found her niche in remaining involved in agriculture and cattle by selling beef directly to consumers from Oak Barn Beef.
My husband and I operate the business in West Point, Nebraska, which is my husband's hometown, and we have over 6,000 customers across the 50 states, and we recently added in a retail storefront here in West Point, too.
Klitz says that challenges have been having a consistent supply of beef, having enough around the holiday season, and managing inventory because ground beef has to be sold at the same time as high-quality steaks, and there is a lot more ground beef than there are steaks available. In addition, high commodity prices have led to shrinking margins for Klitz. The rewarding part of the business is when she hears how much people enjoy the beef, which complements her and her family line. In addition, Klitz does do some consulting for other young entrepreneurs who are starting their own business in the ag industry. And she says that negative self-talk can be a big detriment and speaks from personal experience.
I get in my own way a lot of the times too. So it's the feeling of like imposter syndrome or like I don't belong here or those kind of self-doubts that really do the most damage in my experience.
Another aspect of Oak Barn Beef is that it is family ran. Therefore, when it comes to working with family, Klitz advises having critical conversations and setting boundaries up front. I'm Lori Boyer. For more agriculture information, log on to agriculture.com.
Third Road Ag Sales have concept by AgriTech. Innovative technology and proven products improve soil health, increase yields, and allow greater return on your investments. See the difference for yourself with a call today to Third Road Ag. Hay producers, remember they offer American Family Net Wrap and can fill your needs today. Check out Third Road Ag Sales on Facebook.
Information from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Jeff Aiken. Well, the markets are a bit defensive on this Thursday because of news coming out of the Black Sea region that Russia is going to really constrict flow and movement of exports, imports, the Black Sea region. Also, Poland has decided to block imports from Ukraine, and the winter planting season is being plagued by winter conditions. Here's what we're looking at right now. May corn, 663 and a quarter. That's down 9. July corn, 624 and a half. That's down 12. Looking at Kansas City wheat for May, 838 and a half. That's down 23 and a quarter. July Kansas City wheat, 824 and a quarter. That's down 25 and three quarters. May oats at 342 and a quarter, down 5. July oats, 339 three quarters. And that's down 1 3/4 right now. Soybeans for May, 1492 and a half, down 14. July soybeans, 1465, and that's down 13 3/4 currently. Cotton for May, 79.50 is your current price. That's down $3.74. July cotton, $80.09, and that's down $3.56. Live cattle for April, 174.77 and a half, down 65 cents. June live cattle, 164.40, and that's up 80 cents. Feeder cattle for April, 205 and 2.5 cents. That's up 35 cents. Feeder cattle for May, 211.85. That's up $1.37 and a half. Taking a look at crude oil for May, 77.91 is your current price per barrel. That's down $1.25. June crude at 77.48. That's down $1.76 right now. Gold for April, 1998. That's up $2.80. Silver for May, 25.36 and a half. And that's about even right now. Wall Street, the Dow down 39 right now. S&P down 9. NASDAQ up 10. That's your market information. Looking to take your wheat yields to the next level? Irrigated or dry land, farmers across the region are choosing the AgriPro brand variety SY Wolverine for its proven track record of superior performance, even in drought years. One of the best in the AgriPro brand portfolio for wheat, streak, mosaic, virus tolerance, SY Wolverine also delivers strong straw strength and is an excellent choice when planting late following soybeans. Call your local AgriPro associate for performance data and to book seed. A list of AgriPro associates and more is available at AgriProWheat.com.
When it rains, it pours cash. Be at Rock and Brews Casino Bremen Fridays and Saturdays in April, excluding Rock and Rolling Week, April 28th and 29th, for April showers of cash. Earn 75 points per entry to get a chance to win big. Pick a custom Rock and Brews Casino Bremen umbrella for up to $1,000 in cash. Find more ways to win at rockandbrewscasinobremen.com. Eat, play, rock on. Rock and Brews Casino Bremen, I-35, exit 231.
Clothing, boots, accessories, and more in stock at Valley Vet Supply in Marysville, where great prices come with friendly service. For the Western or everyday work lifestyle, outfit every member of your crew with jeans, boots, shirts, outerwear, and accessories, too. Plus, ranchers know that everything to keep your animal healthy and safe is found at Valley Vet. Order online for delivery or pick up in store. Valley Vet Supply in Marysville, your dedicated source for all things livestock, pet, and horse supplies.
You've depended on KNDY Radio to get all your local news, weather, and sports updates. Now you can depend on KNDYRadio.com as well, where you can find everything you've heard, missed, and more. Let KNDY keep you informed when severe weather strikes, and listen to your area high school football and basketball broadcasts even if you're miles away from home with our Listen Live feature. You can also look to KNDYRadio.com for school closings when the weather's rough. Make KNDYRadio.com your number one source for everything local and so much more.
Mark your calendars, because on June 11th, changes will be made. From Kansas State University, this is Agriculture Today, and I'm Katie Figge. Brian Lubers, associate professor in the K-State College of Veterinary Medicine and certified veterinary pharmacologist, gives insight on the upcoming FDA regulation changes for antimicrobials.
The FDA is moving all of the remaining over-the-counter, human medically important antimicrobial products to a prescription-only status. So 2 or 3 years ago now, I think it was, the veterinary feed directive went fully into place. And so any antimicrobials that go through the feed, those required a veterinary feed directive. Many of the injectable antimicrobial products that we use have already been prescription status. And so these are just kind of that last remaining. So it's the injectable penicillin products, the injectable tetracycline products, and a few of like oral sulfa products, the things that you can pick up at a farm and feed store that were labeled over the counter. The FDA is requiring or asking those manufacturers to move them from an over-the-counter status to a prescription status, just like all the other injectable products that we currently use.
Lubers discusses label changes and the importance of the veterinary client relationship.
on the label. Previously, it says over-the-counter. Now it's going to say prescription only. You know, there's a lot of over-the-counter labeled stock out there, and they're not going to ask people to pull that off the shelves right away. They're just going to let that deplete over time. And so any new products that are being manufactured will have that prescription only label. So really what it means is the producer has to have a relationship with a veterinarian, and we call that the veterinary client patient relationship. And then that veterinarian and producer work together to determine which antimicrobial they'll use in a particular situation, what the dose is, what the withdrawal time is, you know, a lot of the things that are on the label. So that'll be part of the discussion. But really, you just have to have a veterinarian either authorize a prescription, or they authorize a prescription and they distribute the drug to you. So like I said, if you're using any other prescription product, it'll look exactly the same as that.
He continues by sharing how these changes may impact veterinarians.
It may mean that they have to carry a little more inventory, you know. So for example, if their producer clients are used to purchasing these products from the farm and feed store or wherever it is, veterinarians might have to carry a little more inventory. If they don't want to handle the inventory, they may say, we're just going to script more of this out. And so from their perspective, there's probably a little additional paperwork for more prescriptions, but you know, the usage of these products in comparison to everything else you've already done, it's pretty small. So there will be a little administrative burden. There might be some inventory burden, but again, it's not a completely new process. It's just adding on to what we already do in large part.
That's Associate Professor in the K-State College of Veterinary Medicine and Certified Veterinary Pharmacologist Brian Lubbers with insight on the upcoming FDA regulation changes for antimicrobials. And this has been Agriculture Today over the K-State Radio Network.
classic country stations in America and still going strong. 1570 and 94.1 FM KNDY and K231 AX Marysville.